Okay, this is Jeannie from Phoenix.
So this is Anne in New Hampshire, and I just received a text from Vance.
Yes.
To take the lead. So,
Anne.
I'm going to answer my questions that we were posed today and see who's going to follow me after I mention what has impacted me the most about being on the ICANN program the past 12 weeks. And what really impacted me was to treat myself really well, treat myself the best I can, because I need to do unto others as I want to be treated. So if I treat myself well, that means I will be able to treat others well. And that was like a revelation for me. And since customers can sense our hesitancy, I'm not hesitating to treat myself well. That was my most impactful aha. Anyone else?
Rita Hand, I think the paradigm shift in thinking is very important, and it covers your life, not just your business. For example, don't do negative, don't hang out with negative people. You know, just the whole course, it is a paradigm shift in the way we think. That's my takeaway.
Thank you, Rita. Anyone else?
I'll take one. I think it's action. It's not just sitting still. You know, sitting still doesn't get you anywhere. It's actually taking the motivation to do something instead of thinking about it.
I'll piggyback on that. This is Delia Head from Berkeley, California. And my takeaway is from the group support and encouragement. And for myself, it's been taking the wheel for my health, like and getting off of that train that the Western medicine has had me on and no results. To make a difference, and then switching to the sneaking natural way of feeding our body and ourselves just really has made a huge difference in my life. And then I read this African proverb that says, only a madman goes to bed with his roof on fire. And so when I heard that, and I read it again, I said, you know, this is kind of like what was happening to me before I started with the Meek and Products. I was going to bed with my roof on fire. I'm done.
Anyone else have what impacted them the most on program for the past 12 weeks?
Dan, this is Nancy in Florida.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, sorry, and you know about my hearing. Well, I got into the Assist ICANN. This is my third round, and I got in it late, and I don't recommend that to anybody because there's a lot of catch-up. But I learned a lot about myself, even more so this time around, and I learned that I can do anything I set my mind to. And I just feel Marty Jeffries put this together. He's a genius in getting to the nitty-gritty of what is stopping me and probably many others to get out of my way and get on with it, whatever it might be. I know I'm the stumbling block, but Marty puts everything about Nikon, the Nikon business, in simple terms. I tend to get, as you know, Ann, I tend to get bogged down with the details, so I just learned to get on with it. And once I got into the ICANN this time, my business started taking off. My home health and life was getting better. So life is better when we do ICANN, and I want to thank Vance and look forward to growing more in ICANN 4.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Who is next to talk about how they were impacted by this 12-week program?
This is Dee, and one of the things that hit me this time that isn't in the past, and it was some time ago when I had taken it, was the holding two opposing thoughts that neutralize each other, so that if I will to do something and at the same time have thoughts about not doing that thing, the doing thought is neutralized by the not doing thought. And, you know, that really makes sense about how much energy you're really expending by having opposing thoughts that are totally unproductive. And I don't know if this applies to it, but I will often think it's easy to make a decision about something good and not good, but it's hard to make decisions between good and good often. So I don't know if it sort of fits in with this too, but the energy about it feels similar to me. So it's just being aware and paying attention and then moving with a choice and moving on with it.
Well, thank you, Dee. And I want to couple your statement with what Nancy was talking about getting bogged down in details, because I'm sure we're all guilty of when we have a great idea and we want to, you know, either approach someone or take action, we tend to get bogged down in little details of the do's and the don'ts of how to approach someone instead of just going out and grabbing it. And I think I relate to what Nancy and you were both saying, and I can see how if you spend too much time thinking about something or diddling around with the details, it neutralizes your energy level, neutralizes mm-hmm. your action, and nothing happens. So thank you mm-hmm. both.
Thank you. I'll go next. It's Suzanne. You know, as I said on Saturday, I think one of the biggest wonderful things is to have people on our team plugged into ICANN so I could experience their growth. But for me, the thing that I noticed, I just had a picture scroll through on my computer, and it was a shot of Alta ski area with a very long road where people would drop in and ski, and it's a very big expanse, and it can be really overwhelming to ski that for the first time, just like it's overwhelming to do this business or to re-engage in this business. And by looking at that that picture of the ski area, it reminded me that all I needed to do was take one turn and then the next turn. And that's what this ICANN program has done, is it lays it out in such a way that you just, if you do it, it's easy to do and it's easy not to do. So when I make the choice to do the activities, you just keep going and going, and then before you know, you look up and you've gone down the whole trail, or you've registered a new customer, or whatever it is, it makes you feel good inside.
Thank you, Suzanne. I love the ski analogy.
That was Sister Jeannie. In following up on that too, Suzanne, that was great. There is no secret formula for an instant or overnight success. I think that was what most impacted me the most during this last part. But it's the repetition of the principle and the following up, and that yields those customers and things too. So that was for me.
Thank you. Who else has some insight on how they were impacted? Well, if there isn't anyone else that has something to share on being impacted, is there someone? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, okay, this is Tyra in New Jersey, and I wanted to share being in this course the second time around. For me, I said provides structure So there's a weekly call giving me a chance to get back on the court when I want to give up, quit, get up, take a seat up in the stands. I get back on the court by being in the course. And the support, the encouragement, even people, because there's people sharing on the call, is encouragement. And sometimes, I mean, whether you know it or not, it's encouraging me and others on the call. I look at it as a clearing conversation, a conversation I'm just having with myself when I'm on the call. I can hear others having similar conversations, so I can get things that are happening, breakdowns, breakthroughs. It's not just me or how I look at it or my perspective. And the last piece, being reminded of the simple things, doing things that work, the repetition, and just getting that no doesn't mean anything, gets me closer to the yes. And I was thinking back 12 weeks, I think it takes us back to April, and my friend Julia, who's been on the calls, she enrolled as a consultant. Brother Melvin enrolled as a consultant last month, and so I took on standing for wanting to have 500 volume every month this year. And the 2 months I didn't make it, I tribute myself. So it's just all the possibilities arising out of the conversation. Really glad to have been able to participate second time around.
Thank you, Tyra. Someone else? Yeah,
this is Larry Hafner out in Oregon.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I think the thing I picked up on this class, this is my second time through it, was that working on that elevator talk led to, of course, setting appointments, and I always kind of felt like you had to have 30 to 45 minutes to set an appointment, and I realized that, if you don't say no to anybody, if they give you 1 minute, you show them something and give them a good positive demo on either the water or the mag steps or some kind of strength test to get their attention, and sometimes that works. Don't think that it has to be scheduled for it to work right. And then using the self-care awakening pamphlet has been a real aid to me too. And of course that wasn't part of the course, but I worked it into it.
Well, thank you for that insight, because using the proper tools, I think, is so key. And sharing that with the rest of us, that you use that, I do too, and I think it's a wonderful tool for people. Thank you for sharing.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else was impacted? Well, we can move on to how the next part of our homework assignment was, how are we able to improve, if any suggestions, to improve the program. And my suggestion is to encourage participants to treat each other as they would like to be treated, in a sense that background, that you mute yourself if you're not speaking or assigned to speak, and try to be as brief as possible, like prepare your comments ahead of time, even on a little napkin, because there's a lot of us on the call and we want to grab every little nugget from everyone that we can. Anyone else have some suggestions to improve the program?
I'll confirm with what Dan says. You know, the homework is very important, but don't let not doing the homework to prevent you from attending, because there was times when I had family challenges, but I still tried to listen in, and I still grew, even though I didn't have all my homework done at the time.
So if the dog ate the homework, he should still show up, right?
Right.
Thank you.
Dan, this is Nancy again. I know we talked about it before, but I'd like to put out to the group how people feel about doing this in a Zoom format where we're looking at each other. Does anybody else have any comments on this? Negative, positive? I know.
I really like Zoom.
You like Zoom? Well, we talk. I like it. I'm hearing talent, so I struggle, and I don't tend to talk up on these. So, not to be selfish about it, but I know when we talked about it last night, Lori and Ann did a wonderful talk about their journey, and if we already see the pictures of them and them themselves, it's just so much more impactful. And I think these would be great ways to share with people. And then our prospects or other Negan people, these are real people, and they see, and if we get comments on our Tune In Tuesday that everybody's so caring and they're all smiling and they look healthy, and I just want to see how everybody else feels about this.
Is that Nancy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Nancy. This is Tyra in New Jersey. I like the idea because I'm in New Jersey pretty much by myself, so the opportunity to meet people and see them on Zoom, I would love it because I find unless I get to a conference, a big conference like Orlando or San Antonio, I don't really see or meet a lot of people other than over the phone.
Yeah, and we could raise our hands if we have a question, and I think more people would participate.
I have a question, because I'm not computer savvy on a lot of things. I'm learning a lot of things. I don't even do Facebook to the best of my knowledge all the time. But I do most of mine on the phone. So can you do Zoom on your phone as well and still get the same benefits?
Oh, absolutely. You can do it on my phone. You can block the video, so there's just your picture. And you can mute and unmute. And you can chat back and forth. So there's so many more things you can do. And it moves really well if you haven't done a lot of Zoom.
No, I haven't. Well, there could also be the option to just do audio, not have video. That could be a possibility, maybe. Anyone else have any comments about possibly using a Zoom format, either positive or negative? Anyone else want to share?
Yeah, this is Dee, and I can certainly see the value of Zoom. I have two Zoom calls right after this one. Usually they're close to an hour long. So for me, it's been kind of nice just to do it by phone. But, you know, on Zoom, you can video out. So that would serve the same purpose, really, as just doing it by phone. So, you know, I would be game to do it either way or, you know, what's going to be beneficial to the most people.
Right. I think I'll say it again, the Zoom gives you individually the option to not have your video there. So you have the choice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've done that with Rick before, just listened in on the phone instead of actually been live video on it.
I think if you go for the Zoom, you have to also have the option for somebody to come in by phone only.
That is available.
And this is Tyra.
Thank you, Tyra.
Suggestions that I have, let's see, to improve the program was the question. Suggestions to improve the program?
Yes.
One, I would say start on time. And the second would be to say your name and your city and state when you speak. Because when I first joined this call the first time around, I didn't know anyone. And so I just felt people were speaking to each other because they knew each other. But for those of us who don't, you know, that were new and don't know, but now that I've been on two rounds, I feel like I do know some of you, but not your faces. So that would be a suggestion, to speak your name, city and state, so we can get an idea of where you're located, because I have relatives all over the place, so I'd love to know where you're located to connect with
yeah.
you in three ways. Someone suggested we create a list of our names, I guess address, phone numbers, email, so we can stay in touch. I would love to do that, and even look at a way we can, before the end of the 12-week session, you know, that possibility. And then the last piece is to invite people to participate in the next session, because if I hadn't been invited, Carol John, I believe, was the first person that mentioned this to me. I never had heard of it. So I just say there's a lot of people out there in Meekin don't know anything about this and can benefit from it. I see it as personal growth. There's a lot of training about how to develop your business, but I see this as developing your personal growth, which will impact your business.
Thank you.
Great. Anyone else have some insight?
Hi, this is Suzanne. We've talked about this, and I did share this with Vance. I know that many of us are utilizing this other tool called WhatsApp, and for those who have not used it, it's like a chat message. It's a messaging tool, and I think that if we could use it in a beneficial way, not to send hellos to people or, you know, happy birthdays and all that other kind of good stuff. That's good stuff and necessary. But if we shared things from our ICANN life, maybe that's a way that we can also get connected during the week, and we could post a document that has our contact information if we do need to connect with people. That's perhaps another way to do that.
Thank you. Great idea. Anyone else have any comments on improvements or suggestions or changes?
You know, I know this gets more difficult. This is he in Chicago, and I know it gets more difficult as the group is larger. I like what you said, Anne, about being brief and concise as much as possible. I would love to see, you know, the call stay maybe 45-50 minutes, so there's, and I'm seeing, you know, just because of other calls coming up after this, so that there's a little break in between. And, you know, again, that's one opinion, and it doesn't necessarily apply to everyone, so, but I'll throw that out there as a possibility.
When I first started the call, I actually thought that it was a half an hour. So I didn't know it was, you know, even going to go on as well. And some nights we did go on and some nights we didn't, but I thought it was a half 30-minute call. What does everyone else think about time frames?
Sometimes you are cutting it close if you want to listen to the 8 o'clock or the following message, too.
Now, this is Jeannie. I think we should keep it to as close to 30 minutes as possible.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Jeannie.
Yeah, boy, I would like that, too. I was feeling like I was skimpy saying 45 or 50, but, you know, I think it also is training for us to
be more laser focused, not just on this call, but on any other calls or when we're with prospects or consultants or whatever, it ends up being respecting everyone's time piece a bit as well.
I agree. And that we can become more concise in what we want to say. It just takes some thought before the call.
If and our family members and other commitments that we may have also will see that we're respecting their time as well.
Oh,
well, we're coming up on that time.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick, this is Celia from California. And I too thought it was a half an hour call, but I also appreciate times when we can go over. And I'm just in like I'm straddling the fence now, and I don't want to be one of those folks that keeps talking. So what I'm suggesting is that we keep it within the half an hour, and those that can stay on longer, or is this the same line that the next call comes through on?
No, it's not the same line as far as I know, but there are at least two other calls that many people are on after this, and it just makes it for a lot of, you know, a long time on phone. So, especially if you have follow-up to do with, you know, customers or customer-related business.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. To get it done. So,
I'd like to half an hour. I'd like to half an hour window then to keep it integrity.
Thank you. Any other suggestions or... I was a school teacher, so when the bell rings, it's over. So we have a minute left, according to our 30-minute time frame. If anyone has anything else to share, speak now.
Well, Anne, I am going to hijack my callback because I have got... I have got... two amazing pages of notes, and I feel like I'm going to cry, because as I told the gentleman that I was working with today, I wish I had a speakerphone loud enough so you could hear what these amazing people are sharing. And I would encourage you, I can type these up, but it's my chicken scratch is, you don't get the gist of it. So this call is recorded, by the way. And just like the elevator speeches that we all shared, because we were laser focused, we were dialed in, we came to that call ready to rock and roll. And Gary up in Portland, Maine said, Vance, I want to get connected to one of those gals that shared. I want to be mentored by her. And I thought, looking back over the last 12 weeks, I want to be mentored by all of you. Because this type of group and several the interactions, several of you hit on it, the support, the encouragement, there's no secret formula. Treating ourselves well, the respect factor, so many things have come out of this group that we all need to step, you know, take a step back and say, oh my goodness, it is. And this is what can happen. I fully agree with the feedback. Let's target to keep it at, you know, 30 minutes as best we can. And what that takes is right from the get-go on July 30th, I'll run through the housekeeping issues and say, look it, man, when the call starts, be ready to go. Don't meander in a maze of mediocrity. Come to this, just as who was it that said, show up whether your homework's done or not. But show up and be ready. Look, you know, cheat if you have to. Look at the notes from that week and say, oh man, I need to do that. But again, it's like Jeannie has said over and over and over again, the only thing that it costs us is our time that we invest. And the more time we invest in the homework, the more time we take seriously, the more we're going to get out of it. So, and I, I cannot tell you how much I've gleaned from you, and that is the, as God's honest truth, that is the thing. Above and beyond what Marty, Michael, and William taught me this session, it was what I gained from the group. Because you guys, as the Apostle Paul said, you guys are living epistles. You're walking out what you're being taught. And I feel sorry for these people out in Ecam that don't have this, because this is just so amazing. So from the bottom, the middle, and the top of my heart, thank you. It's been absolutely incredible.
Thank you for doing this, Dan.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you.
So on that note, July 30th, we are commencing again. If you've got somebody in your team, and I love chatting with Larry even today about this, maybe it's not even somebody in NECAN. They just need a good source of teaching, wholesome teaching like this. Have them listen to Lesson 12, and if they want to do it, have them pop me a text. And I don't have the roll call in front of me over the past 12 weeks, but I know, and I'm not going to embarrass you or flaunt you, if I could use that term, tell you, because you know. You know who was here on Monday night. And those of us, some of us weren't able to make it, but you took the time to text me or call me and say, man, this is what came up. I can't make it, but here's what I gleaned from this week's lesson. That should be part of the program. And I'll cover that on the 30th. And if there's one other thing, so again, just all you got to do is text me, and I will put together a name, cell phone, and email list if you'll give me that information. I think I have pretty much everybody's, but it doesn't hurt to just shoot it to me anyways. And I don't necessarily need to know city and state. We'll cover that on the call when we introduce ourselves on the 30th, where everybody can say, hey, this is who I am, and then we'll get that list. The other thing I want to encourage you, and has nothing to do with the ICANN, but it has everything to do with the ICANN, is make sure you are quality enrolled this month. Okay? 500 points, whether it's customer volume, your own volume, wholesale, retail, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Just make sure you are quality enrolled. And go find those customers. Go find those consultants that are underneath of you. Help them get quality enrolled. I don't know what the incentive is, but I know it's going to be worth it. So, I had a third question, but for the sake of time, we'll skip that because I think everybody knows, and you can answer that best yourself. What could I have done? What could I have changed to get more, you know, take it more seriously, make sure I do the homework every day, make sure I memorize the ICANN mantra, whatever it may be. We all know what that one thing is, what the main thing is, and maybe there's more than one. But as William so eloquently reminds us every single week, we don't do negative. We don't hang around negative people. And as Linda Morris shared in her testimony one of the weeks, is you've been given the go-ahead to live life. And as long as it's legal and it's moral, go do it. And as you're doing it, you are going to become a magnet, not only for NECAN, but for this whole entire philosophy. And I'm so thrilled to have gone through and gotten to experience the last 12 weeks with you all. So, on that note, until we meet again, and maybe it'll be a Zoom, maybe it'll just be audio, we will figure it out. So thanks, everybody, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye, Ben.
Thank you, Ann. Bye-bye.
Bye.